Hey everybody, this is Jake, and I'm here with Xenophobe and Hot Stuff and Riff.
Hey.
Hello.
That was Xenophobe and Hot Stuff and Riff.
That was a pretty good mashup, as mashups go.
You haven't heard that one before?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Oh, that's the first mashup I've ever heard.
Was it particularly mash-worthy?
It was mashed up. I've never heard the original of Bootylicious, so I don't have any idea, actually. I don't know that I'm actually ready for that particular jelly. Echo, as always, they say. Maybe we should change our names from Jake and the Asymmetric Crew to Echo and also Echo Men.
Echo and the Reverb Crew?
Maybe just the Reverb Crew.
That's pretty cool.
Welcome to the Reverb Crew. We hope your voice has reverb, too.
Because if you got the reverb... Yeah, I'm going to think of the next line.
We should watch Reverb Madness. Cisco says, please, for the love of God, make the stasis strategy not work anymore. It's pure hell, but the advantage it gives is too powerful to competitive hardcore speed ascending. Break it! Okay.
I'm not a big fan of stasis play.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that we... Me neither. We have a solution in mind.
Do we?
We had some thoughts.
Yeah, okay.
I hadn't heard of them, so...
hear your thoughts about that later.
Yeah.
It seems like, I mean, there's so much stuff in the game that works in such a way that there's not really a good way for us to stop people using it in that manner.
I'm thinking of... If you hit the 30 round limit, your account gets disabled.
Good plan.
Yeah, that's a great. And that would at least make it more dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking about just making it so every monster in the game gets like angrier and angrier as time goes by. So every round that passes is like +10 monster level.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
In the realm of sane suggestions, perhaps maybe make it such that elemental star spheres degrade per hit rather than per turn. That's sort of how the spirit hobo works.
I remember at one point we were talking about possibly making it so that not every monster was exactly the same.
Like they weren't so goddamn same. Like
yeah,
the same
like
monster.
Like adding a slight variability in their stats.
Yeah, you know, and then I remember Marshall suggesting doing the like you know baby versions of every monster and the adolescent.
Oh, like progress quests.
Yeah, but
maybe we could get him to like give us all the adjectives to use and just add more.
Yeah, he did. But what I was thinking was it wouldn't be that weird if every. For every monster, we came up with a, you know, 1 in 10 that was considerably stronger and 1 in 10 that was considerably weaker encounter rate, and just came up with, you know, a muscular not yeti and a scrawny not yeti.
I think that's just something that could be completely animated for the entire kingdom. I mean, it would be
the stronger naughty sorceress.
Yeah, that would be pretty bad. Maybe boss monsters don't have...
Yeah, monsters. But I mean, you know, we could do that, but also I believe that it would not be a bad thing in general for there to be a plus maybe 5% variability in the power and toughness of everything just applied at the beginning of combat. Would that stop stasis?
No. I mean, we also need to do the thing where your familiars cannot act more than 3 times.
Though I thought that most of stasis relied on...
Yeah, I don't think they rely on the
yeah.
I mean, granted, definitely there's the like extending combat as long as possible so your familiar can generate meat or whatever.
Yeah, although the meat tracking tools have shown that that's either just not desirable or just far from commonplace.
Yeah, it's pretty insignificant.
Huh. Okay.
It's still obnoxious. I mean, I don't think we should encourage people to do it by any means. But I mean, I could see your familiar getting tired after round 10 and just not acting at all.
Yeah.
Because in general, I feel like if a round of combat lasts longer than 10 rounds, like something is wrong.
Yeah.
You know, you're either deliberately making it go longer, or you're in one of those fights where your moxie is too high and the monster's power is too high.
Yeah.
Maybe we should make it such that what a lot of the stasis people do whenever they're wanting to burn a turn of combat is they click on like the inventory link or a player profile, and there, you know, there's that automatic redirect that pulls you back into the fight. Maybe that shouldn't take a turn from the monster. Like, it just, like, whenever you click, whenever you try to use a skill and you don't select the skill that's, like, you select the please select the skill thing, right, it doesn't let the monster hit you. Maybe that, whenever another page pulls you back into the fight, it should not make the monster automatically hit.
So if you don't have an action selected.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, is that, then, basically, then it just makes it so you have to have, like, a joy buzzer.
Yeah. Or you know, something like that.
Why does the joy buzzer work? Why doesn't the monster attack when you try and shake hands?
It does.
Does it?
Let me give myself one. I don't actually remember.
I mean, it's just a way. It's just a reliable way of doing nothing in a round of combat is why it's used.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's the same as hitting the inventory button or whatever.
But yeah, adding a variability would definitely help too, I think.
I mean, plus that's just, I think that makes for a better game, you know?
Yeah, I don't like that you can play it with a pocket calculator the way you can.
Unless it's one of those things like Ziggy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ziggy says, Ziggy says,
Ziggy-ga.
This Yeti has this many hit points. Ziggy would know how many hit points the Yeti had, though.
You know, but yeah,
we should just nuke all the detective skulls.
Good plan.
That's the culprit here. Ron says, since guilt sucks, actually since skint zuchs so much, why don't you make up a meaningless word to be the new trophy?
No.
Yeah, I don't want to. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will you ever make a parallel dimension of the kingdom where everything is opposite, e.g. both the moons are full, there's a Blackie's Grove in the nice sorceress's basement? No. Bunya Bandler says, hey Riff, what is the status of the creation/implementing of the feelies? Don't make me rape you, in your sleep, with a knife. I'm serious. I don't want you to make me do that. That'd be nasty.
That would be nasty. Things with the feelies are proceeding apace. I've sorted and graded and packaged and bagged all of the pork elf gems, and I have done the calligraphy for the king's letter. So I'll probably be scanning that and touching it up tonight and working on the maps tomorrow or over the weekend. So if things continue to go well, they might be done within a couple of weeks.
Sweet.
He was also feelies-ing up your mom.
Yes.
So that's progressing nicely.
Progressing magnificently.
Bunya Vandler's mom is hot.
Have you met Bunya Vandler's mom?
No.
Have you met Bunya Vandler?
I mean, yes, I had sex with her. A bunch of times.
Without
that
meeting her?
That doesn't really involve meeting, though, right?
Yeah.
It could have been, like, over mail.
Sex by postal mail?
Yeah.
Correspondence sex?
Wow. That would be... wouldn't really be cybering.
Yeah. It'd be, like, steampunk cybering.
Huh.
Steampunk. I love that term.
Someone else says, you know the Gru omelet? Yes, I do. He lives on Drury Lane. Why not make Gru eggnog?
Grunog? Because the reason I was resisting the idea of the eggnog was because part of why the omelet is allowed to be so good is because it's hard to get spooky mushrooms in a hardcore ascension if you're not on a muscle path. Whereas it's not hard to get rum comparatively.
And spices.
Spiced rum.
Just a decent drink all by itself.
Nutmeg. It's cool how those spices are just whatever spice you need.
Yeah.
Pasarama says, how do you search for the Enye and habanero pepper in a mall search?
Ampersand N tilde.
Yeah.
Or you can just type haba.
Yep.
Or arrow pepper.
Arrow pepper. Captain Ocelot says, when a player gets food court access, could the message clarify that store advertisements belong in trade? It'd save us all a headache. I mean, does that happen a lot, that people do store advertisements in there? And the kind of person who's going to do a store ad in a channel that they've never been in to see what it's like is probably not going to read the guidelines.
Yeah. The thing about adding lots of warnings like that is they're only as effective as there are people reading them, which people who tend to be obnoxious tend to also not read things because they're illiterate.
And alliterative.
Yeah.
Yep. What?
They're obnoxious assholes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh?
Exactly.
What?
Let's see. LOTE says, hey, hardcore people should get meat from the meat tree delivered to Hanks, shouldn't it? No, we should just change the way the meat tree works entirely.
I still think that some percent of all the meat that the meat tree pays out should come from the clan coffers.
Like, the meat tree has to, like, take meat as a fertilizer or something?
Yeah.
We've thought about just making the meat tree a way to slowly distribute coffer meat to the player.
Zzz. Well, I guess that's better than just letting it generate meat.
Yeah.
I was getting ready to say something about, but that lets meat come out of the stash, but then I realized, oh, it's not. Right now, it's even worse.
Yeah, right now it's worse than that, yeah, so... Bunya Bandler says, the message in your closet about it not having bounds, because, what? The message in your closet about it not having any bounds because it can be misleading.
That is a really great sentence.
Newbies might think there aren't any Japanese schoolgirls about to be raped in their closet.
Bunya Bandler, what the hell is your problem tonight?
Every question is about rape.
Yeah,
I'm talking to his mom about how I raped her. I didn't use a knife. I used my penis.
Good plan.
But you named your penis Knife.
It's true. It's Mac the Knife.
Like all those idiots naming their guns Sword in that movie.
Does that really happen?
What?
There's, what was that? It was one of those modern version remakes of Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, yeah, the Baz Luhrmann with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, that was
the rapier gun.
Well, see, a rapier gun, an actual rapier gun, that would be awesome.
Rapiers, yeah. That would only be if you shot it at, like, the deck of a pirate ship. Dr. Van Van Mojo say, when the Naughty Sorceress moves to 13, are there any plans to reevaluate, fix, and or replace highly unpopular skills, e.g. Rigatoni, Hero, Psalm, Anthem, etc., like you did with Ascension? I don't know. There is a plan to fix Rigatoni.
Yeah.
I do not agree with any of the people whose assessment of Hero of the Half Shell is that it's broken. Or even that it's unpopular.
It's a level 15 skill, so it's going to be somewhat less in use than other skills, just by that merit, I think.
The Psalm, I guess, is kind of...
Yeah. Someone in on Dev the other day had the idea of replacing one of those accordion thief buffs with something that gave plus 10 mysticality. Just to sort of round that out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not as good as, say, Madrigal, but it would be, for the lack of a better word, symmetric.
Yeah. I mean, is Psalm really that useless?
Well, I'd say Anthem is more useless than Psalm, honestly. I don't know how much of an absorption bonus it gives, but... I don't know.
It's funny with the brawny.
Exactly.
Brawny. LOTE say, hey, we should be able to save the letters we get from wrestlers. Now...
There aren't that many of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, they're never going to change, so... You could just write down what they said.
Sounds good to me.
Ricker Scott says, can the Captain of the Gourd be renamed Ranger Gourd for a red-green reference, especially since the tower is so close to Canada? I like Red Green.
Red Green is a good show.
I miss
I only saw it a couple of times.
You what?
I only saw it a couple of times.
No. It was on before Saturday Night Live, during a long portion of the time when I like watched Saturday Night Live with people. So we'd always watch Red Green. And I don't know. It gets a little old. It's kind of the same show over and over again. But yeah, you know, it's funny.
It's good stuff.
Plus it's like on PBS. It's free.
Yeah.
Ron asked why the forums are so damn slow. We got some problems there.
Yeah, like it's weird because MySQL runs at like 99% CPU and the box is doing like 250 load averages, but there are no processes running on MySQL.
Huh.
So I'm thinking it needs to be like
maybe it just needs to be bounced.
Yeah. Bounce it like
you know what? Geth Intertron is logged on right now, so why don't you guys answer a couple questions while I ask him to take a look at that?
Sure. Oh, let's see here. Vlad Slipshod says, so how much did the workers that took down the cannon get paid? They got paid in beans, so a couple hundred. And, you know.
The thousand.
What?
Okay. They spent them all in one place, though. So
yeah.
It's hard to find a place to spend beans, except for your gastrointestinal tract.
I don't really consider that really spending them.
So much as just renting them?
They're leaving the economy.
Yeah. But it makes it sound like your gastrointestinal tract is like some manner of poo vending machine.
Well,
wow.
Where do you insert the coins?
Well, that's the beans.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Alright. Enemy Lasagna said, hey guys, what would you give to the person who sent you £10 in cash? Would they get an English version of the Mr. A? No, they just get a Mr. Accessory plus some pence.
If someone actually sent us £10 of cash...
£10 of British currency.
No.
That'd be
well,
a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Because that's a good exchange rate.
I mean...
We'd probably give them a couple
shipping on it would be expensive.
Yeah. And I'm just hesitant because if I say anything, someone will send us £10 of pennies.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, I think I pulled £10 of pennies out of my my cup holders in my car. It's not an uncommon occurrence.
What about the cupola of your...
What?
What has a cupola?
What?
The minarets of your cupola.
Are you just deaf or something?
Enemy Lasagna asks, does that terribly named skill trophy thing reference anything you have referenced before in the game? And I'm...
I'm not familiar with as familiar with the reference for that trophy as you guys are.
I'm guessing
I
no.
Don't
I
think
can't
so.
Think so which
I
is
don't think so.
All the more difficult. To
yeah.
Yeah. So
so just find all the things that we've never referenced
that we've all you know. Been
here's another hint. It isn't pie. So you can continue to eat pie safely, knowing that you won't get a trophy. Unless you eat a lot of
pie. Is
there
a pie safe in your cupola? What the fuck is a cupola? What?
I said cup holder.
I know you said bastard. Cup holder. I know you said cup holder. I'm wondering what a cupola is.
You don't. You do know what a cupola is.
A cup holder?
Oh,
is that thing? Cupola.
Mr. Magnifico points out that here is level 14. I should know that. I was
a rounded vault resting on a usually circular base and forming a roof or ceiling. A small structure built on top of a roof. So it's like a dome?
Yeah, I think that's right.
So what's a minaret?
Minaret's like the spike coming out the top, I think.
What? So a minaret is on top of the cupola?
Possibly.
A tall, slender tower of a mosque having one or more balconies from which the summons to prayer is cried by the muezzin.
Oh.
So there might be... There's a cupola on top of the minaret, perhaps.
Possibly.
Riding
learn something new every day.
And then, of course, the gigantic minar.
This has been 120 minutes of obscure architectural puns.
Yeah.
with Jick and the Reverb Men.
Reverb Crew.
Reverb Crew.
The Aga Khan Hour.
Frank Lloyd Wright. Good. That's my contribution. So I don't know anything about architecture. Let's see. Bunny Pamler says, if the nomads are nomads, why do they stay in the same place? Do nomads not walk around and never keep a permanent home? Yeah, they move around every day. You just don't see them.
They travel all around that one square of desert.
Yeah, the desert is huge. Yeah. It's way, way bigger than you think it is. So the fact that you're seeing them, you know, in that same sort of quadrant or non-nadrant.
But wait, I mean, when you first got into the game, they weren't there.
Yeah. Alternatively, they could be moving so fast, and that's just their point of intersection. So that's where you see them the most.
Yeah, they're like electrons. They don't actually have a position per se.
Yeah, they could be anywhere.
It's just you're just most likely.
And then you can put nomads in a box, and zap them with a ray gun. They might be dead, or they might not.
Ricker Scott says, how about converting Rigatoni and Special Sauce Glove from staffs to allowing players to use two offhand items at once and no weapon? No. We know what we're going to do with those. And you'll see, and it'll be awesome, and you'll love us, and you'll be all like,
oh man, you guys are so great. I'm sorry I ever doubted you.
Yeah, that's what you'll be like, Ricker Scott. We know about you and your high-pitched voice.
Hello, TE says, hey, dry noodles should zap into reagent. Why don't they?
It's a set of two.
Yeah, very few things zap in a two for set.
Although, there's a new one recently.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun!
Yeah, you guys should start zapping everything again, because there's a new zap recipe.
Yeah, it was actually somebody else's idea. I don't remember whose, but we finally decided to implement it. Something we've been asked about on the show before, so you could just listen to all of our shows and try everything that everyone says should be possible, and then you'll find it.
That's true. There's only what, 1,500... ish items in the game at this point.
So, yeah.
And one of them is what it taps into, so you're already one step ahead.
Yeah.
And it isn't a wand, so.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cyan220 says, my fiance doesn't really like scary movies, so I just got her to watch The Sixth Sense the other day. She said that the movie wasn't scary at all and that all the dead people didn't bother her at all. I'm now determined to show her more dead people in scary movies so that those dead people scare her as much as they're supposed to.
Why not just bring some real dead people over to the house?
Or just invite some real dead people over to the house. That way you only get the ambulatory ones, because they're the ones, in my mind, that are scarier than just, you know.
The living dead girl is more scary than the...
Kiss 65.
Yeah.
60. Is it 65?
Mm.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Cyan220 also says, finally, how about instead of always winning 500 meat at the cockfights, there's a small chance that you can win a rooster ring for wagering on the correct rooster. It could give the same effect as Mi Ligra, but be an accessory. Get it? Like a cock ring? That'd be funny.
Maybe.
To have a cock ring. You know.
Be sort of like a decoder ring.
That you can put on your
Or cock. A caulk ring that makes your bathtub less leaky.
Oh, yeah. Then your stir-frying utensils so that you can have the cock of the wok.
One time when I was a kid and we couldn't afford real sports equipment, I made a big wad of caulking and we played a game of caulk soccer.
Thank you for that wonderful
pun. You're welcome. This is a good story about when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you guys the story that my parents told me this, but apparently one time when I was very young, like 3 or 4, I walked into the room where my grandmother and her mother were sitting, and according to the story, quote, sang a little song about cocksuckers, end quote. I don't know what the song was. I wish I did, because I wish I knew more songs about cocksuckers.
You make them up all the time, huh?
Yeah, you do.
Do I?
It sounds like a K-Tel album. More songs about cocksuckers, Volume 2.
Yeah.
It'd be like they could sell it in a 2-disc set with a Best of Booty House.
Best of Booty House.
Yeah.
Andler says, do you think the snorkel cool of Slingshot and Leather Shutter Boxer Strips Auto Cell should be changed so that it's equal to its power like the other equipment?
Mm.
Maybe. Now that we can put them in the store for different prices, yeah, that might be wise. That's the only reason they weren't before us, because I think I wanted them to be cheaper.
Yeah. Huh, let's see here. Enemy Lasagna says, "Hey guys, do you remember any of the people who ask questions or the names blur after a while? They blur together into one super name. I can't really remember what that is either, because it's sort of blurred into another super name that I can't remember."
Bob.
Yeah, there you go. All you people are named Bob now. Better go get your name changed at the Department of Justice.
Thanks for asking, Bob.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Robert.
001 says, "Do you think there could be a true hardcore mode where if you get beaten up, your account gets erased?" That'd be awesome.
I was thinking there should be a deathcore mode where if you get beaten up, you get
sent back
to Valhalla, yeah, with no awards.
Marshall has wanted that for a long time.
Yeah. Sort of technically screwy, because it just requires us to constantly be pushing things back and forth from storage to inventory. Or inventory to storage, I guess it is, not the other way around.
No, it seems just pretty solid.
You just lose everything
though
that you gained in that run.
Oh, I guess so. That's certainly a way to go about
that
it.
That works, yeah.
That would be considerably less complex. Quietus says, "In the quest log, both driven crazy and a bugbear of a problem say, 'Nice going!' when you're finished. One of them should probably be changed so as to avoid repeats. The problem there is there are only so many congratulatory phrases. I don't think we can make them all unique, especially once we add more quests."
Yeah.
You could say, "You suck less than you did before."
That's true. Sarcastic congratulatory messages are always better than regular ones, because they're sarcastic.
I mean, we could do good job, good work, nice job, nice work, nice going, good going, nice
work,
jugs. The Bunny of Andler says, "Why did Xenophobe and Rift become French briefcases?"
Why did Xenophobe and Rift become French briefcases? I don't get it.
What? That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
At least it wasn't about rape this time.
Yeah.
Well, we assume.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, what's the bound that, like...
The rape boundary?
Well, I mean, the closet is boundless, and maybe the whole 16 million item... I don't know.
He's talking about Japanese schoolgirl rape. I was just wondering
how did that connect?
How does that connect?
Maybe bondage, bound.
How? What? But
or is there something called bound that's about raping and stuff?
Not that I'm familiar.
I think he's just had a little bit too much
he's
too
crazy
smoke in his crack pipe.
Yeah.
That's just my assessment. I don't know if it's true.
Feel free to write to us, Bunyip, or rather Bob, and explain to us what the hell is wrong with you.
Let's see here. Mark Angel UK says, "What's with the smudge on hippie2.geif? It's dirt. They're dirty hippies."
Yep. Dirty, dirty hippies.
Enemy Lasagna says, "Hey guys, are you ever going to put a new area west of the nearby plains? Right now it's the only part of the kingdom unoccupied with something." I kind of like the fact that it's empty. You know, it kind of just keeps everything from being too cluttered.
Wait, what is he talking about? I wasn't
the empty space on the main map.
Yeah. Has nobody seen the entire other continent of the kingdom? Oh, shoot, sorry.
Dude, spoilers!
Sometimes you just want to go to a place that's empty and not full of people that you know. Sometimes you just want to get away from it all.
Phoenix is about to leave, so she wanted me to answer her question. "Hey guys, the new Red Hot Chili Peppers album came out on Tuesday, and I was just wondering what your thoughts were. Great album or the greatest album?"
Good.
I want more options.
Yeah.
It's the Stephen Colbert trick. They say, "Well, certainly not the greatest," and he says, "Oh, I'll put you down for great then." It's listenable. I
haven't actually heard it.
I can listen to it, and we were having a conversation about it last night. It's nothing remarkable. It's like there are songs on it that sound like songs on every other album that they've done, but I can't imagine an album in the future having a song on it that sounds like it was on this album, just because. Well, that, you know.
Somebody has found the new Zap recipe.
Oh, yeah, already?
Wow, that was fast.
I'm not going to say who, because I want other people to have the thrill of discovery, but the thrill of being first is alas gone.
You know, if you rearrange the letters in Minaret, you get Rat Mine. I would hate to step on one of those in enemy territory.
The plague rats imported from the floor.
Yeah, I guess it'd be even sadder if I was like an orphan child and I stepped on one in like
enemy territory.
In the playground of the orphanage.
Oh man.
Like when we dropped rat sandwiches in Afghanistan. But they happen to look exactly like the rat mines.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Terrible. And they couldn't. Mm.
I wonder why they made all those mines that look like sandwiches.
This is better than the idea that someone had is to, instead of bombing Iraq with bombs, we bombed them with pennies from, like, 20,000 feet.
From heaven.
Yeah. So it just does tons of structural damage. Just the pennies just embed themselves with gravity, and then when the war's over, we don't have to pay reparations because they still get all the pennies.
You pick up all the pennies.
That's really significant structure. Like, you know, oh, now the top of our building has a bunch of pennies lodged in it. Oh no, we can't.
I think the MythBusters guy busted the myth that penny dropped off of a skyscraper will embed itself in the concrete and so forth. Anyway.
Yeah, it's funny to think about that.
Yeah, because of wind resistance.
What if you drop a black hole off the top of a building?
What if you drop a penny on its side?
Like a ball bearing or a pinball or something?
No, just drop the penny on its side. Less wind resistance.
I think it would start flipping, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys,
and depending on where it
funny.
Landed, the building would either blow up or not.
Maybe if you just dumped a big bag of bullets out of an airplane.
What if you dropped a penny from Inspector Gadget off the top of it?
But where are we going to get more than one of those?
Now, then the dog would, like, skydive in from somewhere and
yeah.
Save her.
Yeah.
She's pretty much indestructible.
I'd say the dog is pretty much indestructible. He just uses himself as a meat shield.
You know, they've installed this really convenient new light over in the apartment complex across the alley that's just shines right in my eyes.
Maybe you should get a miniature pair of sunglasses.
Maybe even a full size one.
Yeah.
And put it on the light out in the alley?
Yeah.
Wow. We're apparently in one of those moods tonight.
Really? Mm. At least it's better than the mood I was in last night that came from listening to too much Wesley Willis. I'm not going to talk about that a whole lot.
You know, I was wrong. I thought for some reason that he had died of diabetes, but it was leukemia.
Yes.
Leukemia is not as funny as diabetes.
No.
It makes me want to make a list, listing all the known terrible diseases of the world ranked by humor value.
Man, you know,
it'd be kind of subjective.
I thought that I was gonna stump that. Have you seen those little 20 questions boxes?
Yeah.
The little electronic game that like has that database. I was like, I went up to it, and my thing that I thought of was cancer, and it got. After 20 questions, it narrowed it down to a disease, which I thought was pretty impressive.
I've stumped one of them with CD.
Huh.
It's like, I kept thinking it was a piece of paper.
Huh.
But that was kind of close. They both store information.
The compact disc, as opposed to like a...
No, like
a bank, an investment account. Yeah.
That would be kind of underhanded. Like, I could, like, the word could be run.
Yeah.
Or go.
Yeah, the thing is, it does ask him, like, questions that neither answer is really correct some of the time. So, but, I mean, it's, you know.
The one on the website gave you a wider range of responses. Like, you could say irrelevant or neither or things like that. Sometimes.
Maybe why.
Rape mimes. Who's talking about rape mimes?
Rape mimes? You can mime that?
Comes fresh from the living rock.
Mimes.
Rape land mimes?
No, like land mimes.
As opposed to sea
mimes or air mimes.
Boy, I wouldn't want to run into a sea mime in a gloomy, dark Water-bearing. Yeah, water-bearing structure.
A back canal.
Yeah. Some sort of, like, off-the-beaten-path swimming hole. A portable swimming hole.
Silent and deadly.
Yes. It's the sea mon.
You know what else is silent but deadly? The scorpion.
Archangel UK asked how many people, roughly what percentage of the KOL population are in hardcore runs right now, and I just did a quick query, and it's
about 10%.
Like 10%, yeah. Almost exactly 10%.
Which is kind of crazy. Which is, that's pretty good. I'm pretty happy with that.
That's neat. Grayson says, there's a KOL meet in Sheffield, Northern England next week. We're all meant to take a familiar from the game. Is there any chance of you introducing a crate of beer familiar?
You couldn't have that in the spirit of hoboing your terrarium at the same time.
Archangel UK says, any particular reason the create player and send jickmail pages are copyright 2004? Yeah, because they don't use the consistent footer that everything else uses. I need to fix that. P.S. With regards to the British us last week, there is in fact four of me. Oh, the British us last week. There are four of me. I'm a schizophrenic with twins.
Huh. Well, good on you then.
Archangel UK also says, what's with the smudge?
I already answered that one.
Guyf. Dirty hippie jeweler, etc.
Dirty.
Some of my old stuff has smudges on it from bad scanning.
I just think it's dirt because they're hippies. Let's see here.
The Telf says, hey, Jake, are you still using your D20 system for deciding what to work on? Also, any ideas being passed around for any non-KOL stuff Asymmetric may be doing in the future? I mean, I have some ideas.
I was thinking about the zombie-themed choose-your-own-adventure thing last night.
Oh, yeah?
And how it could work as a book. Because I found... did I tell you I found a website that does print-on-demand books the same way Cafe Press does print-on-demand t-shirts?
Oh, really?
What's the final cost of those?
I would have to look.
Because, I mean, I would imagine that we could probably... I mean, in a run of, like, 1,000 or something, we could probably...
We don't even have to do them as a run.
Oh, but I'm saying, I mean, I think Vanity Presses tend to be kind of expensive per unit.
I see.
They have to be.
And the thing is, it's like we... I would imagine that somebody who was printing 1,000 books is in the sort of quantity range that a real book binding place would... I mean, or a place that wasn't exactly a Vanity Press, but had, you know, we would pick some standard-sized jacket and, you know...
Do you want me, are we talking paperback or hardcore?
Probably
hardcore.
Hardcore. Probably paperback would be the way to go.
Yeah, they would reduce shipping.
I mean, it's... Yeah, because, I mean, I would like...
Although a hardbound choose-your-own-adventure book would be pretty friggin' awesome.
most of the old choose-your-own-adventure books were in hardcover first. Like,
really?
The actual choose-your-own-adventure brand ones.
Really? No, I never saw
them. Yeah, for, like, school libraries. No, little... They were the size of paperbacks.
With right. Those hardcover. Weird library hardcover types with the... Instead of having the dust jacket, it was just printed on... Hello.
Mr. Skullhead is here.
Mr. Skullhead.
It's the Mr. Skullhead appearance.
But yeah, we're gonna start working on some choose your own adventure books.
Those have a lot of potential to just
Hot Stuff is
awesome.
Hoping that we can single handedly bring back the choose your own adventure book.
I don't know if we could do that, but we could certainly sell a couple.
We have the technology.
We can rebuild them.
We can make them faster.
Funny.
Just by making every page you die.
I remember them being such an integral part of my childhood, and I don't feel like they're
an integral part
as popular anymore somehow. And if we made a bunch of really interesting and funny and novel ones, it just couldn't. I don't feel like we could go wrong. You know?
Novel.
It would be
adventure books, not novels. Yeah, but no, I think No, totally. Yeah, no. The way I want to do the zombie thing, though, it's really going to need to be web-based. I mean, at least the one that I have in mind, you're going to be controlling several characters simultaneously, so it really needs...
Oh, that's
really cool. Needs...
Have you heard from I don't want to say his name out loud, but Flash Guy about that Flash game?
Not, actually. We should try and get a hold of him and see. We designed and we're kind of working with somebody on a little Escape from the Room Flash game that we had completely done, but
It escaped from the room.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know exactly how to describe what happened with it. I think everybody just kind of stopped paying attention for like a week, and then we forgot about it.
Yeah,
that happens more often than not.
Yeah, it does. Gorblex says, when SSBB comes out, what is that?
Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
Oh, I'll take you on online. If I win, you have to name the gift shop guy. If you win, I'll keep on pestering you about naming the gift shop guy. Deal? I will not ever play any Super Smash Brothers game again because it's just an exercise in nonsense.
It's because Jick can't figure out how to do smashes. He just has never been able to do one.
He's also only played while he's smashed.
Yeah.
No. I figured out how to do the smash attacks or whatever. I mean, I turned on the I'm a pussy, so give me a shortcut for it mode, right? But it still just doesn't make any goddamn sense. It's like that number represents how far you're going to go if you get hit sometimes.
Well, it depends on what attack you use. If you use the smash attack, it's going to be... Yeah.
I always just felt that, like...
Sometimes you can get up to 900% and get a smash attack, and it doesn't knock you off the screen. Sometimes it does.
It's like, this video game is what it's like to be an epileptic schizophrenic, is basically what I think.
Yeah.
Narcoleptic epileptic schizophrenic.
Yeah. Also, just so you guys all know, every wrestler in KWE has epilepsy. If you've ever listened to a fight, you'll understand why.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Armac points out, he says, I published 4 Choose Your Own Adventure books in college. Use a digital press for runs of 1,500 each. Cost was about 75 cents each. Huh. And were full color with heavy stock covers. Staple bound.
Wow.
Yeah. Staple bound is kind of lame.
Yeah, staple bound is pretty dodgy.
I would go for unstaple bound.
Just loose leaf.
It'll make playing
I prefer to have the earthbound yeah. tied together with some sort of meteor.
That would be meteor.
Or tied up with whatever was holding that bondage fairy down on Earthbind, the magic card from Revised.
That was a cool card because we put it up with put it next to the Drain Life card. It was the same picture.
What?
The Earthbind and Drain Life, the black magic card. The pictures, if you arrange them properly, they form one image.
Oh.
Yeah, cool.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, or at least the old art used to. I'm pretty sure that's not like that anymore because they got rid of all the...
Yeah, they got rid of most of the... it seems like they got rid of most of the, like... I don't know how to describe this. Most of the stuff that would be saved as GIFs instead of JPEGs. It's like they're all, like, paintings now instead of, like, comic art, it seems. The ones that are, you know, sort of drawings instead of paintings, I guess. Mm. Even the drawings are probably colored. Yeah. Dr. Van Mojo says, why can't I use anti-cheese to make goat pizza or fancy schmancy sauce? It seems that anti-cheese is a little underpowered.
It's not cheese. It's anti-cheese. Why would you be able to make cheese? No.
He's saying combine it with goat cheese pizza.
I'm slow.
Or fancy schmancy cheese sauce.
Why can't you just make anti?
No.
It's a good question.
Yeah. Antifreeze that you could combine.
This has been 120 minutes of xenophobe not getting the joke at all.
Teen Rocker says, could an unequip outfit option be made that allows us to revert back to our previous equipment setup before changing into an outfit?
You can use the custom outfit functionality to do exactly that.
Yeah.
You just save the outfit you have, then change to the next outfit, and then push custom outfit. It's back.
Because I don't know when you would want to... I don't know when it would make sense to save the state of the outfit.
It would have to be, like, just every time you've changed your equipment, it would save the previous state.
Yeah, and there'd be, like, an undo, but no. That's, yeah.
That's not...
It's already as complicated as it needs to be.
Yeah, that's more complicated than it needs to be.
Dupetastic. Just saying. Enemy Lasagna says, will you ever make another path that involves not taking anything that induces spleen damage? Probably not.
Wouldn't be very much of a challenge. Wouldn't be able to use medicinal herbs.
I mean, it could become more interesting in time. But probably not. Anyway.
The coffin robber says, could you make it so that when you use a key in the perplexing door, it doesn't display results twice?
I'm not sure what he means. Like, does he mean, like...
Like the word results?
Yeah. It's the perplexing door. It displays results twice. Once in your mouth and once in your esophagus.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's the results of one action. And in the code is, it's called pre-results.
Maybe he's got some sort of weird grease monkey thing that makes everything show twice and taste twice. I see everything twice.
Cornoke says, any chance of getting the monospace font in the questlog changed from Courier or whatever it is to Courier New? The current one doesn't support font anti-aliasing and it looks downright atrocious.
Huh. I think, let me look, double check that. I think I may have used just a sort of generic font name, font you family for that.
You could probably do like Verdant. No, Verdant is not
monospace. I'm not as fonty as I used to be.
You are a font of wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah, it says font fit. Let's see. I don't really know a whole lot about CSS either. Maybe there's a way to specify Courier New rather than... So right now it's just font family Courier. And it's all indented weird because it was code that are up before I made the change in my coding that made the indenting look better.
I would think that it would need to be... I mean, I know that there are certain... I didn't even think Courier was universally available.
It's a font family type of whatchamacallit.
So that every browser on every OS?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just change it to monospace. That's a generic family. Let's see how that looks.
I think you're making hardcore easier.
A Naked Jew says, I had sent a whole bunch of questions on Monday that you didn't get to. Could you answer them now? No, because they're not there anymore. Sorry.
Sometimes we skip questions, too, because we are avoiding answering them or...
hate you.
Yeah. So.
Anima says, will you be adding more cookbooks for more variation and elemental damage available? No, not of that type, at least, because those are the only, you know, those are the only ones that are applicable to both classes. And there'll be some stuff with some other stuff that happens and things.
Yeah, I changed the font family on the questlog page from Courier to Monospace, and it appears to be using Courier New on Firefox Windows. So, if that persists, you buy a computer that's Windows and use Firefox.
Okay.
That's a good solution.
But I feel like using a less specific CSS has got to be better.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, totally.
I would think that it would a browser would tend to pick the best monospace font that it had.
Yeah.
So
I don't know that Sans Serif would pick Arial all the time. Like on Max, it would pick Helvetica. Mm-hmm. It would do that anyway because the next font is Helvetica in the list. So
yeah, no, I mean, every time when I use font tags,
mm-hmm.
I always did font face equals Arial comma Helvetica,
uh-huh.
because that was supposedly what would look the best on both PCs and Macs.
I don't know.
I don't even know what Helvetica looks like. My
Helvetica is Arial is actually a non-true. Is Helvetica the true type or is Arial the true type?
I forget.
No, they're two. They're slightly. There's more difference between them than that. Helvetica is a little thinner and taller.
Yeah, but isn't Arial just sort of like the bastard stepchild of Helvetica? Though, sort of like. It has to do with PostScript and TrueType, and there's a whole controversy amongst typesetters about Arial.
I've got a PostScript for you. P.S. Nobody cares.
it comes from being the son of a graphic artist. So I know a lot more about this stuff than I probably need to know.
Fontly speaking. What?
Yeah. Thank you for that wonderful insight.
Jay Hersko says...
says cat on...
Cat on keyboard. Something about something with some NetHack something.
Oh, I'll read that because I'm a NetHack kind of guy. Okay. Jerk So says, a NetHack and Rogue. I think he means Rogue. When you try a potion, you are allowed to name it, but not here. Can you fix it so that when you first drink a Bang potion, you can name it?
No.
We're even meaner than NetHack.
Yeah, you can write it down in your quest log. Now in a true anti-aliased monospace font.
Bing!
For her pleasure.
Actually, that makes the cool little ASCII art drawing of the elements I drew look better.
Oh, excellent.
It's not much better, but it's a little better.
Did you see that elemental diagram he did?
Where is it?
Yeah, it's here. I'll PM you a link in chat.
It looks like noodles.
It's pretty crazy.
Sephiroth says, maybe a way to make people to change their own title, but to let people change their own title, but not another of the same rank or lower, just their own. Could be
people have been asking for that a lot.
I don't actually see any reason not to.
Well, the thing is that everything that relies on your rank is such that you can't change it. You can't change it on yourself, because otherwise you could also change things of ranks or people who have the same rank degree as you.
Yeah, but the ability to change just your own is something that, I mean, that's the only thing like that people have asked for.
Yeah.
They haven't asked for the ability to change just their own rank or anything. Yeah. I mean, I feel like enough clans want to use that functionality that why not?
All right. I'll put it on my to-do list. That doesn't mean it's going to get done anytime soon.
Yes, it does.
You're not the boss. Wait, oh, yes, you are.
Fecalface228 asks all of us, I have one question and one question only. Do you ever sniff your armpits?
I actually on accident.
Remember that picture that's all like, aren't you glad this isn't your job, where it's that person's job is to sniff people's armpits? That was me in that picture.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it sucked. I was like a middle-aged woman.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm sleeping and I have my arms above my head, sometimes I'll sniff my own armpits by mistake. That's only if I haven't showered in a while.
You don't make that mistake if you're clean.
Yeah.
Istanbul says, any plans to give Wads of Dough use multiple? No!
It's on the thread in the forums that Zalame, which is a really nice thread, by the way, that has frequently asked radio questions.
Yeah. I never saw that thread.
It's very new. It gets sticky during our show and then unsticky when it's not during our show for some reason. Not quite sure why, it just doesn't stay sticky, but more work for them, I guess.
Oh, this is an interesting... I'm going to have to read this.
Yeah.
With the thing.
Say, why don't we take a music break while you read that? It's on the top of the hour and I kind of need to pee.
I like Ariel. People are talking shit about it.
Yeah. I agree. Although, it's not as sweet as Garamond. What?
Griffin P says, oh, I do hope Scully is on tonight, because we haven't had one of those in a long time. Ahem. When will the spickle pickle
if you could pick a spickle speckle pickle factories.
None made, no. Did he leave?
I don't know.
I think so.
That was weird.
I think he just came here to use the computer. And, like, I don't know, defile it or something.
Be foul. Yeah. Kirana asks why you have such a bad memory, Xenophobe. LSK says,
I forgot.
What do you guys have against Jews, anyway?
They're naked. Wait, no, just the one.
The Itsy Bitsy Spider says, why am I a square?
Exactly.
Xmoodex says, do any of you guys play Adventure Quest? It's an okay web-based game if you like no player interaction, random nerfing of items, and a totally unbalanced game. Other than all that stuff, it's pretty good time-killing after
Sounds
playing
like
KOM. I found Adventure Quest to just be incredibly boring.
I don't remember playing it. Although
like, every round of combat required basically, like, 30 or 40 identical actions.
Alright.
Every game, I mean, every combat.
It's like Stasis.
It takes a long time, right? Because it's not, like, limited. You can just keep playing it.
Hmm.
But it's not exactly an MMO. I don't know. I mean, I feel like it could be cool, but... Yeah, I don't know.
You want to take a music break?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't have any music, though.
I could share the first three volumes of Wesley Willis for you.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, did you guys buy some more Wesley Willis CDs?
No, I downloaded them.
What? You liar and thief and steel stuffer.
Ew. Stuff, is that like steel, a seal stuffer?
Okay. So I'm going to play that Colin Hay song that I like again. I'm going to play... I think I'll play System of a Down, Chop Sway.
Chop Sway!
Because I like that song a lot, too. I gotta find that one, though, so... Scrolling through my MP3s, scrolling through my MP3s. Alright. So that's 6 minutes and 6 minutes and 23 seconds.
Woo!
Then what?
We should play... some Tool.
The Monkees, Daydream Believer. No.
Do you have any other Monkees?
No, I don't. I have Your Wildest Monkees. Dreams by the Moody Blues. I don't know why, but I decided about 10 years ago that I was never going to talk about the Moody Blues without pronouncing it like that.
Seems like a
it
reasonable
makes sense.
Decision.
Yeah.
I'm sure that if the Moody Blues were made aware of it, the Moody Blues would be very excited.
But you're also scared. Prohibited from using pronouns in referring to them.
I don't know what music to play.
Play some Tool.
The Travis cover of Hit Me Baby One More Time. I don't have any Tool. Anyway, here's some songs for you guys to enjoy while
we pee.
We pee.
I can get to sleep. I think about the implications of diving in too deep. Possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations. I know we'll be alright. Perhaps it's just imagination. Day after day it reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows. Ghosts appear and fade away. Come back another day.
Baby, how was I supposed to know? Forgot that we were doing a radio show. I just thought I was listening to some music. Hi, everybody. We're back.
I thought we had more music after that.
Yeah, I thought there would be, too. I don't know. You'd think that the person who selected and set up the music would have known.
You'd think. Most of the time, I try not to think.
A few fewer minutes than usual. Anyway, I'm just reading this radio fact, which is interesting.
Is it a fact-filled fact?
Baby got fact. Nightmare suggests that that Gaylord is a better font than Garamond.
Because he is a Gaylord.
He is
Lord of the Gay.
He's just like me. He can't be a Gaylord.
Or maybe a Gaelic Gaylord.
YLM0 say, will we ever be able to make jams and jellies with fruits to put on our toast? You can't have toast without jelly. How could you have your jelly if you don't eat your toast?
How dare you give me haggis without chutney!
Wow.
Thank you for that wonderful Scottish.
That was from Ren and Stimpy.
All right.
I don't know.
Still Scottish.
I never did toast.
I always eat toast with butter, and that's it.
Yeah.
I'm not much of a jelly man.
You're not ready for that jelly?
No.
Not at all.
Lawhead says, may we have keyword searches? Like a keyword that searches all DB drinks. I'm thinking that keyword will be set by the player. That is actually not...
Set by the player?
No, not having it set by the player, but putting in some kind of Easter egg-y searches in there might be kind of cool.
Because
more searching for Easter eggs? There's a lot of them.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, because the thing we need more of is undocumented features.
Yeah. No. Undocumented features make people feel cool, remember?
Oh, yeah, right. Pi-4 comments, jam for Jews. Clever.
Like some sort of Orthodox fish?
Yes. I think it would be a decidedly unorthodox
for
fish.
Jews. Disorthodox?
Yeah.
Stuffy91 says, hi guys, you pwn my world. You guys are awesome. Keep the Lothi work up. Well, thank you. Goldust says, any skills to convert physical damage to elemental? Sort of. No. Yeah. Yes.
There are some things that convert spell damage to elemental now.
Just keep your pants on.
Keep your pants
on. Gold S.
Keep your pants on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Wow.
Drop your pants to the ground and reach for the sky. That's what Casey Kasem should have said.
Casey Kasem should have said a lot of things.
Pasta Golem says, as a humble mage lover, thank you all for implementing the new cookbook-esque items. Spells were in need of support, like double D support.
Like they needed extra batteries? I don't know.
They should have double D batteries.
That'd be pretty funny.
Those would be some hot batteries.
Batteries kind of have nipples.
Those would be like beer cans.
Like a 6-volt.
With 8 volts in it?
Yeah. Six is to eight as A is to A.
Damn it, I hate analogies so much.
Criswell says, yeah, man. Xenophobe hates analogies like
Xenophobe
Hitler hated Jews. I mean, Xenophobe also hates Jews like Hitler hated Jews.
Well, but he can't really remember why. Nah.
Criswell says, dear JNS, how come building a pagoda is no longer in the list of accomplishments? I don't know.
I
gotta imagine it was from the transition over to the...
Because of the other way it's, you know... Is that too spoilery?
Yeah, but that... You only gain that once in Ascension? I mean, you get it once and then you've got it for all your Ascensions.
Yeah.
It doesn't recognize the fact that you've built it this Ascension. If
Whoa.
That makes sense.
I just got an email that says I still have time to give it to your mom.
Whoa. Awesome. Whose mom?
I don't know. I think it's talking about my mom.
And Mother's Day, which is Sunday.
Oh. By the way, this is a great email. It's from the florist that I ordered my mom's Mother's Day stuff from today. And it's an email that says, you still have time to give to your mom. And then the email consists of 6 broken images. That's great.
Is it in your junk mail folder, though?
No. I'd like to give her all 6 of these things. They just show up with a stack of pieces of paper with red X's on them.
Those would be good presents.
Yeah. I'd frame them.
That'd be pretty funny, actually, to give somebody a greeting card that in the middle was like a red X and it was like, your present can be found.
404.
404. Motherfucker. Motherfucker, wee.
Yeah. I always try to.
It's going
to
be a good concert.
Whenever like at McDonald's, coffee is 96 cents, so I always make the joke that if I pay for it with a 5, I'm afraid they won't be able to find my change.
Because
it's 90 cents, 96 cents, that would be $4.04 change.
Has anyone ever gotten that at McDonald's?
No, I think I had to explain it to pretty much everybody that I ever talked to about it, and then they still didn't think it was funny.
Yeah, so you should probably say, and then the joke is over, so we all know to laugh.
Yeah.
Nervously.
Thanks. Bahu says, no, you're echoing because you're huge.
I didn't know huge made you echo.
That's like the Green Giant.
He was a pretty jolly guy.
He was.
That was my favorite joke. I think it was in Full Metal Jacket. That's it. I was like... So I was going down on my girlfriend the other day, and I was like, damn, you got a big pussy. Damn, you got a big pussy. And she was like, why'd you say it twice? And I was like, I didn't.
Oh.
Which is a funny joke.
Kind of.
Yeah. Abstruse says, for Mother's Day, can we get a mom familiar? One that would randomly give us food, but then chastise us for drinking too much, wearing bad outfits, making mistakes during adventures, and also sleep with Jake.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Olaf the Mediocre says, why'd Ho have to go and change the Big Rock description and to something so lame, in my opinion? And by Ho, I mean you. I think by Ho, you mean Mr. Skullhead, because I didn't do that shit.
Weren't me. I liked the Big Rock description.
I like pie.
Quiet Tooth says, why do monsters do hot damage but weapons do fire damage? I think that's because...
It's all...
I need to check the item description page here. Hot resistance.
Hot shit.
Hot resistance. All spells cast are hot. I'll be damned. One last place where I hadn't changed fire to hot. That caused a lot of problems, actually. Stuff, yeah. Snave says, could you make your spheres / familiars get bored and bugger off if the battle goes too long? So no volley bonus if you stasis too long?
Ooh.
Huh.
Gorblack says, what is your opinion on hot dickings? Your mom seems to enjoy them. I
think somebody earlier was just passing them out.
Oh, boy. Bob Dude, he says, you should make a new quest wherein you can sign up for some different channels wherein each channel has its own tongue. Like, one channel is for speaking German, Chinese, Filipino, and such. But I don't speak any of those languages.
I'm not any of those.
I mean, I guess I speak a little bit of German.
Zwei Gitarren.
Du, deine Kartoffelsalat ist sehr gemütlich.
Du hast.
The Tortellini says, I was thinking about infinite combat. What if both the monster and the character start losing moxie after 10 rounds of combat to represent people getting tired? Huh. That would end combat without a round limit. But
eventually,
yeah. I mean, well, no. I mean, if it was 10% each time, but that would take even longer than if it was flat.
Just be sort of a Zeno's paradox sort of thing.
Yeah. Smackfarl says, why not just have the monster? The monster run away when it's overwhelmed. It missed several times and learns it can't win. It leaves. Stop stasis cold. or money back.
Huh.
That's not a bad idea.
That's actually pretty interesting. I mean, I guess narratively, we don't really want stuff. I mean, it doesn't make sense that stuff would run away.
Run away! Why not?
Yeah. I mean, I guess if it went like 5 rounds in a row without hitting you, it could just end combat.
Well, I mean, like, if it's... If I would say that that's not as good, because then Moxie classes lose a considerable amount of their ability to kill monsters.
Yeah.
If it,
the Moxie strategy is to not be hit and plink away at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is less than zero.
Silver Wolf 727 says, could you explain why stasis is so problematic? Is it because clicking outside the combat page causes the server to slow, or because it's something you didn't expect to happen? It's something that's a pretty degenerate strategy, and it's boring.
It's problematic.
Problematic to the people.
Problematic.
Problematic.
The problematic.
I mean, it just, you know, it bothers me whenever I see people doing something stupid,
lame,
goofy. That's, I mean, they're not fighting the monsters; they're fighting the rules. You know.
It's that was very zen of you to say.
Yeah, man. Right, yeah. Smackfarl says, what's the scoop on the KWE payout scandal from last week? John Wilkes suffered from a sleazy code attack?
Pretty much.
It was just some unanticipated...
I'm pretty sure that's going to be fixed next time. I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Smackfarl says, I noticed that the moon seemed to have an effect on sewer fishing. Yesterday, for example, was particularly good. Are there some Bayo or Blet or Wereblood effects? Are some Bayo or Blet or Wereblood effects spilling over? What's Blet? Anyway, no. No, nothing. There, nothing.
Yeah. That's a bad kitty.
Shaggy says, for Grunog, you could possibly add another special spice for Grunog that has a negative second stage. Hellbroth-like, it said. What does Hellbroth do if you try and eat it?
You lose stats.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
And then it takes your lunch money. As opposed to giving you your lunch money like Hellraman does.
Hellbroth.
It's bad for you.
That stuff is bad for you.
You get adventures, but...
Right, but you lose stats.
Heaven forbid we ever lose stats.
I should trademark hella good.
I think South Park has prior art on you there, Chief.
There's also a cheese called Hell of a Good, I think.
There is.
Yeah.
It's a
Quietus says, why do you guys spell habanero as habanero with a J? The H is silent. Because we fucked up. You can find a lot of references to habanero with a J on the internet, but they're all references to us.
When I first saw it, I thought it was a joke that you were combining jalapeno and habanero into one pepper.
Maybe we should change that. I mean, I don't know.
I figured you were just, like, stupid when I first saw it and didn't bother complaining about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, we could always correct the name of the item.
We have the technology.
Yeah.
That's a silly idea. Miyaka says, can Hot Stuff say something so I can concentrate on remembering what his voice sounds licked?
I'm not licking the microphone, if that's what you're asking for.
It's not what I'm asking for.
The way that you can tell the difference between Hot Stuff and Riff when they speak is when Riff speaks, it's funny.
Ooh, a zing.
That was Riff. See, because it was funny. Now whatever Hot Stuff's going to say is just going to be dumb.
Potatoes.
Oh, sorry, Hot Stuff.
Potatoes.
I like cereal.
Gorblack says, hey, Jack, say the word roof.
I don't think you should.
Too late, man.
All right, is there something wrong with the way that I say roof? It's supposed to be roof.
Roof?
No, I said it.
You know, I actually pronounce it differently depending on the... It's like the and the.
Yeah.
Like, up on the roof. Up on the roof. I jumped off the roof.
It's on fire.
The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire.
Roof,
I don't know.
The roof.
I don't... I mean, I now yeah. I just can't I'm, tell.
Whenever somebody does that, hey, say X, I can instantly not remember how I would normally say it.
Yeah.
Sounds like a personal problem to me.
Matt the Fish brought something up, which is kind of interesting. He said, hey, I did the animated Pet Rock avatar that's been going around the forums. Would that sort of art be worthy of avatar submission / in-game stuff? I think, if I recall, somebody did submit that as an attempt at a custom avatar, and I believe it was rejected. So
yeah, I think it's the it's good and it looks cool, but the lines look they just don't look like game art because the lines are. I'm pretty sure it's actually monochrome, or I guess bichrome if you count white.
That's not a real color.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, if I don't know, I think that I believe that Hot Stuff has found some kind of Photoshop filter that will make that you can draw stuff and it will kind of make it look like game art, but it doesn't. It's not reliable, I guess. He's making a meh.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it works in specific situations, but a lot of stuff requires tweaking to fix if it's done directly in Photoshop and stuff. So.
We've had a lot of company during this show.
It's yeah. The problem is that
my lovely wife and the lovely Nama have arrived.
The computer is never.
They came to see Mr. Skullhead and
is never designed to display hand-drawn things, and so actually just drawing and scanning stuff means that everyone else who just tries to emulate it with Photoshop is
yeah. It's much easier to just draw something and then scan it.
Yeah,
but you have to draw it with the same pens that Jake uses, and then scan at the same resolution.
With the same scanner?
With the same scanner.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, and then you have to do the resizing in PaintShop Pro that's impossible to duplicate in any other program.
Yeah.
Although I think Hots have actually finally figured out how to do that in Photoshop, but...
I haven't tried in a long time, so I don't remember.
Even if I end up scanning something at exactly the right resolution, I have to resize it a little bit anyway just to get it to... Because it makes it a little bit blurry. It softens the lines. Lady Luanda says, Jick, I have not forgotten about the clan mascot ideas. The flaming goat cock of the garden awaits. I'm pretty sure that the flaming goat cock would not be one of the mascots if we did do the mascots. Gorblack says, no way, did you follow through on my blank, blank, blank idea? Yes. Yes, we did. Way to figure that out. Gorblack says, you implemented one of my ideas. I win. Yep. There you go. That was a good idea, Gorblax. And I'm glad that you told us that it was you.
I wouldn't have remembered.
Jello Bois says, does the Questlog Notes feature auto-erase after a certain time? Mine was empty when I recently looked at it, and I know I had stuff there a few weeks ago. Nothing should ever happen to that.
It doesn't get reset at...
No, it's on a completely different table.
Yeah. Let's see. Bigglesworth says, why does the Hall of Records list familiars by experience and most wins, but in your terrarium, they are listed with kills? How do they relate? Could we get experience and wins listed? Experience and kills are exactly the same thing.
Right now. And I keep meaning to change that, but I'm lazy and dumb.
Kornoke says, Japanese porn, which always has schoolgirls, often involves bondage, which in Japan involves ropes or being bound. Wait.
Well, yeah, isn't that basically the definition
of
bondage?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it's just in Japan that bondage involves being bound. But. Khufu says, Hail Xenu, idea for McPhee's item, a joke of books that cost you a permanent mysticality substat. We're all dumber for having heard that joke.
Yes, we are.
Jello Boy says that the new zappable item should periodically make your familiar yell something that I think will be
added.
would be a spoiler. Neville Jacoby says, make with the making the zombie thing go. Oh, come on. Yerick the Real Bad says, Brahe is selling his account on eBay. I say, traitorous asshat. What say you? Well, I think that account will probably get disabled. I feel like eBaying an account with lounge access.
And he doesn't have
it doesn't have lounge access anymore.
I taken away. Okay, yeah. Good. No, I don't. I mean, I've really, in general, not known him to do anything non-douchebaggy. Not that I want to just sit and talk shit about people, but no, I mean, he sold all kinds of shit on eBay, and it was always just kind of like, you know, whatever, dick. Go right ahead. Because, you know, he was. I actually worked with him on some stuff because he was like somebody who, you know, was trying to get involved in stuff, and it turns out that it was just for profit, so, you know, whatever. Rail Squeeze says, Cafe Press does do books, but what's the other print-on-demand site? I could use one.
I'll look up my bookmark, yeah.
Wow, it's currently got $61 bid.
Has the reserve been met?
I
don't think so. Last time I looked, it hadn't been, and that sounds like the same number.
Yeah.
Reserve not met, no.
Ablodial says, you can specify an exact font in CSS. Use font family as normal, but put the name in quotes. Well, right, yeah, but I mean, that would just break compatibility. I mean, if you use an exact font and the computer doesn't have that font, then I don't know what it's going to do.
The site I have bookmarked is called lulu.com, L-U-L-U.
Richtofen says, so, JNS, an owl was winking at me today. I think it was turning on to me. What should I do? You should give it a note that says, do you like me? Circle who or who. And then it would write who and circle that. And you'd be like, damn it. Smackfarl says he uses Lucida Console for his monospace fonts. It's good. Vicky says, a friend of mine in high school had a plastic lobster she named Bruce Henrietta Helvetica. Does that help you imagine what it looks like? I know
damn
it doesn't help me.
She was Helvetica.
Knowing that it was a plastic lobster pretty much tells me almost exactly what it looked like.
Yeah, I'm imagining sans serif. Sans serif lobster.
It has no
little I'm extra imagining feet. A rock lobster. You know, we were at the beach.
We had matching towels.
Morbank says, hey, Jake, did you decide to allow hardcores to heal their PvP stones upon freeing the king like was talked about on Monday? I don't know that we decided one way or another.
I think we thought it was a good idea, and then probably moved on to the next question.
Yeah. I think some people were bitching about it. Some people in dev were like, no! Smackfarl says, the deal with Ariel is that Microsoft didn't want to pay for the licensing cost of Helvetica. Well, okay. So it's free. Microsoft did something noble to help the little guy. You get it? Let's see. I'm going to have to reload the questions. We have 26 minutes left.
Something like that.
We do.
The minutes that are left are 26.
The Last Straight San Franciscan says, okay, there are infernal insoles and ghoul goulash. Is there any way you could make it so if you cook them together, you get infernal galoshes or something the like? I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't get it either.
Goulash is kind of like galoshes. And infernal is kind of like infernal.
Demius says, you took one of Gorblax's suggestions. The world is ending. No.
Not yet.
Bitsy says, if you equip the top hat, a monocle, some gloves, and the diamond-studded cane, do you think you'd start singing Puttin' on the Ritz during battles? Just curious. I sing it
at breakfast.
I sing Puttin' on the Ritz just all the time when I'm battling things.
Yeah, and when he's eating crackers.
But the battle that it was the most difficult was my battle with bulimia. Because I kept changing it to throwing up the Ritz that I was eating. Get it? Get it?
No, I don't think I get it. You need to explain it
funny.
More.
Hey, America's checking in.
Woo! Go, Merrick. It's Merrick-tastic.
Why is Richtofen asking the same question over?
It seems like it's... Over. It doesn't seem entirely on purpose because it's so spread. I don't know what the deal is.
Maybe we should ban him.
Eric the Real Bad says, dear Jake, I know you have good taste in music, so why do you insist on torturing us with the same three songs every week? Also, how do you type with boxing gloves on? Thanks. Well, okay, so I have songs in 40 different directories, and the ones that are in the first one that I get to are those that I play all the time. Just for that, I'm going out on inflammatory writ.
Good plan.
Gorblack says, you should make a hot robot familiar with a double D battery equipment.
There is one hot robot.
Richtofen says, so, you should listen to the 1944 Russian version of the Soviet national anthem. At 2:03, we realize that we all live in Costco.
We should get a business Costco membership so we can go and buy, like, lots of stuff.
Hot Stuff and I got a got a couples membership to Costco.
Oh,
no, it's weird. It turns out you don't have to be married or anything. Like, you can just get, like, a dual membership, just any two people.
That's cute.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, we were just there.
I'm so happy for you.
Sagebrush says, Dr. Tran was passing out hot dickings.
Thank you for that.
Dr. Tran is not funny.
I thought it was pretty
except
funny.
For the hickory smoked horse buttholes. That's funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
I won't disagree with that. I will disagree with your face, though. Because your face is funny.
What?
We're running out of questions.
I'm running out of steam.
You're running out of steam, punk.
It's all running out of steam. Punk.
Scat says, will there come a time when we can inspect items from the autosell screen to see if they're salesworthy?
I already did that.
As it is going back and forth from inventory to sales screen as tires. Okay, so you can click on the names now on the autosell.
Yeah, that only works in the ugly one, though. I can't think of a way to do it that's satisfying for the pretty one.
Yeah, you know, I wish that there was something like that because we could also use it in Hanks.
Well, I mean, I could totally just, like, make one.
Really? I mean, because what I wanted was a little, like a little magnifying glass mm-hmm. next to the drop down.
Oh, that would be ridiculously easy.
Would it? There was some reason it didn't work.
Because.
Oh, because it didn't have the description IDs. I couldn't.
You just put them in an array that in the JavaScript and have it poop them out there.
Okay.
Or you could put them in custom attributes in the option tags and also use JavaScript.
Ooh. Okay. I didn't know you could do custom attributes in.
I think it works. I'm not sure if it's completely compatible or not. I can do a little bit of whatchamacallit, that stuff you do.
Well, the array thing would be compatible. I would very much like to get rid of that view thing in Hanks and just replace it with a little...
Yeah, it generates weird bug reports.
Yeah.
Just from people who think it's misspelled.
Right, everybody thinks examine is spelled wrong.
Yeah.
We've already
got a magnifying glass drawn, too, so we don't have to worry about that.
Oh, yeah, there's like the little magnifying glass, yeah. So that's cool.
Somebody found another trophy.
Not
the one like
that we keep talking about.
Yeah, but the familiar related one.
Do what? I didn't hear the first sentence.
Somebody found a trophy.
Oh. It isn't the one that we keep hitting at, but it's one of the trophies that hasn't been found.
Oh, cool, cool, cool.
And GTM2 has a cool new avatar.
But now there's only six left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm typing, mm-hmm. and everyone else is doing other things, so I guess I should answer a question.
Everybody else is typing, you know. You know.
Moth says, I love you, Riffin Hot Stuff, and Chick, and maybe Zeno, but not as much. Well, thank you.
I think. Bob the T says, currently MP restorers for non-miss classes are forced to wait until level 9 to have large amounts of MP restorers besides soda water. Why not add Knob Seltzer to the lab store?
I think that's just accordion themes. No, adding, I don't know. Before the new lab items went in, I would have said that adding soda or seltzer to the knob store was a good idea. But now it just seems like the knob store is just sort of like the end all be all for cool shit.
Yeah, the knob store has cool stuff.
Yeah, so now I don't really feel the need to improve it anymore, which adding seltzer would most assuredly do.
The last straight San Franciscan says, a couple of friends of mine were going to get a couple's membership to a health club, but then one of them left for the Navy. Surprise!
Surprise! Facts.
Scat says, it would be nice for inspecting clan items, too, so we don't have to take them out of the stash to see what they are. Yeah, absolutely. Like, okay, so Xenophobe knows more JavaScript trickery than I do, so that, expect that to appear pretty soon. I'm going to put that at the top of your list.
Oh! I feel all... underlingy and shit.
Underlingam?
Yeah.
Underlingam.
Gadang. That was beautiful.
Left says, is there any reason why you guys don't want to answer my question, or am I just being ignored, or is the timing just off?
WWDFAKB.
Your question's, yeah, I don't like that question. That's real close to this one.
The dark one says, oh, it's hot listening to Zeno talk about working his Java magic.
Should I, like, get a 900 number then? Because I could use some extra money.
That'd be cool. I'd call it and just listen to you talking about JavaScript.
I don't know if I could keep that up for very long. I don't have very much endurance.
What are you coding?
But see, it's not as cool because you didn't see Hot Stuff doing the eyebrow thing, which just creeps me the fuck out.
The what thing?
The eyebrow thing.
What eyebrow thing does
that? The eyebrow thing where he moves his eyebrows up and down at you and it makes you feel really skeezy.
Oh, boy.
I got to use the word skeezy. I win.
We have 19...
Let's play 19 minutes of songs.
19 minutes of songs might be the thing to do. All right, quick, everybody, send in a question. Apocalypse says there totally needs to be a gay bar in the woods that drops a nightclub. Ayup. What would you hit with a nightclub? A night?
Or like a rook.
A rook.
You could get rooked out of your nightclub.
Yeah.
Questions. No questions. Why is the cat so fat?
Because he eats a lot.
The cat has gained a lot of weight since the cat arrived here.
That's because he just eats a lot. I've been feeding him less, but it doesn't really help immediately.
Maybe he's just been eating all the mice.
Do you feed him a specific amount per day? Or?
Yeah, I try to feed him just one bowl full a day. And I've switched to a better cat food, too, so that'll probably help.
It's weird, you know, me and the Pretentious Artist had two cats, and we just left food out all the time, and one of them got fat and one of them didn't, so it's
yeah.
Some cats, I think some cats, given an infinite amount of food, will just eat until they get fat, and some cats just won't.
I think he's still a pretty sharp cat, though. He's not, like, my...
No, he is. It's just noticeably gained weight since he arrived here. And
he Well, he was also a rescue, so, you know, it's just sort of... What am I trying to say? Zangetsu was a year old when I got him. Which is the name of my cat for old.
If he was an outdoor cat, also in Arizona, cats, or I guess just any in the desert, cats tend to eat a lot of lizards, which are not precisely poisonous, but are just not good for them. And it keeps them skinny. Like, we were just always told by the vet that, like, if your cats go outside, your cats will stay skinnier just from eating lizards.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Gilligan the Lonely says, when is the next hilarious object coming? It's been so long it's ridiculous. It's not even funny or hilarious. We got some more on the horizon.
Yeah, beginning of next week probably we'll throw one in.
Yeah.
It will probably be a mid-ish month.
Something to keep our wheels a-turning, just keep turning.
Yeah, yeah.
We've actually been working on a lot of stuff that just is taking a long time to...
Yeah, there's going to be a massive content blowout before long.
Yeah. It'll be like the time when you were going to California with your parents on Route 66.
And had a massive content blowout.
Yeah. It was pretty scary.
You have to sit by the road while AAA comes and...
Yeah.
Istanbul says, even if you ignore the other stuff, please answer my question about the golden meat sack re-earned versus on hand, whether in mall sales count. It's very relevant to me right now. Mall sales do not count. It's only how much you have in your hands.
Yeah.
And I know that I frequently have a lot of meat in my hands.
Who's?
I was waiting for that.
Ask the last straight San Franciscan. I think he knows the guy.
He knows the guy who knows the guy.
He is in the Navy. Rick Tobin says, instead of using butter to get syrup to stay on your pancakes, use glue. Elmer's is great, especially when he misses the wabbit. That was a lot.
I like eating horse, so I typically use glue. So
OMG ponies.
What?
Okay, bye, says, my cat gets fat in the winter and slims down in the summer. Maybe he just has winter fat. Well, that would make sense in that he's gotten fatter as it's gotten hotter.
Well, he also lives inside all the time.
He lives inside, it's not.
And it is kind of cold in the house a lot, so, you know.
Olaf the Mediocre says, why am I so depressed right now? I don't know. Don't ask me, I don't fucking care.
I hate you guys. The Dark One says, why are Arizonans so damn smart and talented? It has to do with the lethal heat and burning off this stupid...
You can't go outside, so all you can do is stay inside and read.
Yeah. Moth asks if any of us can flip our eyelids inside out, because that's so gross. I can't.
I've never tried.
No, I can't do that.
I mean, I can flip it with my fingers. I think, aren't there people who can do it? There are people who can do it, like, just... with their eyelid muscles.
Whoa, are you serious?
Yeah, I've seen it.
That is retarded stupid.
I think anybody can do it with their fingers.
You think it'd be selective against by natural selection?
You still allow them to breathe.
Black
until
woman
they
who was on David Letterman
it?
On Stupid Human Tricks, who could bug her eyes out, like she could pop her eyes out of the sockets forward just at will.
Whoa.
Wait, as in like?
Yes, like no. Well, they would come forward like. Blah, it was so sick. I bet you can find a video of it on the internet.
I don't want to.
Yes, you do.
People keep telling me that I should go on David Letterman so I can play my teeth.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to.
Wait a minute. You go on David Letterman.
You're gonna have to show us
what?
How you play your teeth later.
Yeah, I've shown you before.
Oh, have you?
I'm not gonna do it on the radio. You can answer
questions. Come on.
Or you can wait 15
we're fascinated
minutes.
Now.
It's
gonna blow up in 15 minutes.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Well, then you'll just have to wait for it in heaven.
Yeah.
I hope
they have these corn chips in heaven. Vicky corn says, "What's your favorite mix?
Warrior?
I really need something good to mix with this whiskey I haven't touched in forever. I tend to use ice as a mixer when I drink whiskey."
Yeah.
We're trying the year-long cherry mixed.
Yeah,
whiskey.
we have a bottle of hot stuff. Hot stuff said, "Hey, we should try this thing as a couple." And I was like, "Okay." Where we bought a jar of maraschino cherries and poured out all the juice and replaced it with fine single barrel whiskey. And we're letting it sit for a year to see what happens.
Yeah,
see how much.
No, I mean, what's going to happen is that the whiskey's going to soak into the cherries, and then we'll eat the cherries, and we'll be like, "I'm so drunk."
Yeah,
I love you.
If it turns out well, we're going to start doing it like every week.
Every year in a week.
What? Well, you know, and then
no, once a week later. We put a new one in, and then a year later we get the one from that week.
Oh yeah, like that guy did with the balsamic vinegar. There's like this Italian family who the patriarch of the family, like 100 years ago, had this bright idea of putting a barrel of balsamic vinegar in their basement every year, and they've just now like broken the top open of the first one, which is now 100 years old, and goes for like thousands of dollars for like ounces of it. So my this God. Family is now the rich beyond their dreams for the rest of the family's existence, as long as they put a barrel of balsamic vinegar in their basement every year.
Doesn't vinegar turn to wine after 100 years?
Just, the seed of actors just get bored and start
just
vomiting.
go backwards. Only if you're Merlin, I think.
Right. And Naked Juice says the chick with the bug eyes has the Guinness record for eye protrusion.
Excellent.
Awesome. I wish I had the Guinness record for eye protrusion.
Cornoke says, "Speaking of fat ass cats, my girlfriend's cat is now 25 pounds and likes to stand on my throat while I'm sleeping."
I think that's a message.
Yeah.
That kind of message?
Yeah.
Remember that Cat's Eye movie where the little gnome with the squiggly knife was
trying to suck the breath out of the kids?
That movie was cool.
I thought it was kind of creepy.
Phoenix points out that she thought that movie was cool and it made her want to get a cat.
Yeah, the cat saved
the cat
mom.
Did, yeah.
Oh, I thought... What?
The mom thought that the cat was stealing the girl's breath because the mom was a dumbass. And then it was the gnome stealing the girl's breath. The gnome with a little knife. A tiny little, very, very, very sharp knife. And the cat would chase the gnome away.
And it was all squiggly.
Oh, spoiler, it ended because the gnome got caught in the
plane.
Spoilers! I'm sure you all are enjoying being barely able to hear Phoenix rave about this movie while we all listen intently, forgetting while we're on the radio.
You guys should all watch Cat's Eye. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Good movie. Cornoke says also, "Thanks for switching that font. It's all beautiful now." So that must have worked on whatever,
whatever browser. That makes sense.
OS combination he was using. Rick Tobin says, "Instead of drawing all the images on KOL by yourself, why don't you hire a hobo on the street to do the work for you? We all love livers and onions." I'm not sure what those two statements have to do with each other. There aren't any hobos on our streets.
Not anymore, since I ate the last one.
No, the city took away the mattress. We had kind of a one-room hobo hotel in the alley when we first got the office.
It didn't have very good room service, though.
And
it
was a big room, though. That mattress was more urine-soaked than what I like my mattresses to be. Just a guess. I never actually, like, went down there.
Just how urine-soaked do you like your mattresses?
You know.
Ah, just right.
Not too smelly, not too wet.
Oh boy.
It's 9 minutes still. Maybe we should outroify.
That's a good verb.
9 minutes. Vicky says, speaking of murderous smothering cats, ever read Catch 22? Sorry, I've got nothing.
Wait, I've read Catch 22 and I don't remember it.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I vaguely remember. Oh, yeah, there's the guy's cat that the other guy was scared of or something.
I guess maybe there was the one in the tent.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember very well. It's been a while since I read that.
Rick Tilfen says, so why do people pronounce K-O-L as K-O-L instead of Cole, pronouncing it as one word? We all hate acronyms.
I very much love acronyms.
Yeah, I would much rather say K-O-L than Cole.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I actually play with Cole, and so I get confused about which things they're talking about. My wife thinks to abscond with a stack of checks to Asymmetric Publications, which I've actually have fun endorsing all those without the stamp I have over here anyway.
You're just going to go to Canada with all our foreign money? You just, like, look up the town? Yeah. Doesn't really make any sense.
All of Canada is one town.
A naked
Oh, yeah, totally. Didn't you know that?
A naked Jew says, hey, Jake, I forgot to mention, I had sex with your mom, and she said, once you go Jew, you never go. Jews have big cocks. Which, that's pretty funny. That's like something my mom would say. Anyway,
man.
I bet I got her a nicer bouquet than you did for Mother's Day.
You got your mother a bouquet.
Yeah. It's Sunday. At your mom's house.
Surprisingly, not like sex with your mom!
Reepy Cheap says, does one of you have any stock in C-Tech Astronomy? No, but I do own 40 shares of Cootie's Rat Semen.
And I've got way too many secrets.
Yeah.
I have a note of my Socrates. That doesn't
matter. Yeah.
I own some stock in Smothers.
The Smothers Brothers?
Yes.
The Smothers Comedy Brothers?
Yeah. The Yo-Yo Man? He was awesome. He was one of my heroes when I was a little kid.
Oh, I should have said one Socrates T-note. My one Socrates T-note, but I didn't.
Yeah.
It's too late now.
Cootie's Rat Semen was really the funniest
that
one.
That was.
Yeah. let's see.
I have to buy that movie now.
I think I finally got it on DVD.
20 times.
Yeah,
it's such a beautiful movie.
Remind me of the show and I'll put it on my Netflix.
It's just always good.
It's in my Amazon wish list. I'll probably just order it.
Antipody says, Neville Dunjacoby says, dibs on replacing the hobo Xeno 8. Sure, fine.
Yeah.
He could play the banjo. No, what was it that Neville Dunjacoby had? He had a mandolin. And
so he could slice potatoes really evenly?
In St. Louis, you were there. He had all the weird instruments. He had a banjo and a mandolin with him, I think. That was cool.
Did he have a hurdy-gurdy?
Antipode. That's funny.
I think it'd be pronounced antipode.
Antiquities?
What? Antipode. What? I'm looking this up.
Yeah, I'm looking it up too.
Let's see what MW says.
And then it'll give you 10 pop-ups.
The Antipodes.
Huh.
Like the Antipodes.
It does say Antipode. Wow. What does it say about the plural, though?
Oh, Scatterbrain says, just a thought, you guys should add a bear baiting element to the game.
A bear game.
Bear baiting?
Bear baiting?
Bear baiting.
Bear baiting. You know, just in case you wanted to bait a bear.
What, to catch a shark?
Yes.
Sean Clannery says, maybe you got her a bouquet, but a naked Jew got her a pearl necklace. Zing.
Oh!
Boom! Pew, pew, pew!
Why would the pronunciation of antipode change so drastically to antipodes?
Well,
weird.
You know, like if you have one Euripede and one Euripides.
That was terrible.
Is a Euripede like a centipede from France?
Yeah. Yeah. It's all like click 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 ha ha ha.
I think that's a good note on which to end this show.
The definition of antipode is the direct opposite of something else, and then it has like an example sentence, and it's I thought it said the pod and its antipode. But it's the pole and its antipode.
Let's see. What did I say I was going to do to Yarrick? Play inflammatory river. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Good night, everybody. We'll see you Monday.
Night.
I think
good
me
night.
And Mr. Spillhead from here.
Okay,
that was fun.
Have a
no jam on your bread, just a supper of salt and a waltz through your empty bed. And all at once it came to me, and I wrote in hunch till 4:30. But that vague light, it burns out with the night. In spite of all the time that we spend on it, on one bedraggled ghost of a sonnet, well, outside the wild boar's roof, without bending it bow underfoot, oh, it breaks my heart, I don't know how they do it. So don't ask me, and as for my inflammatory writ, bit. Advice from the master derailed that disaster. He said, hand that pen over to me, poetaster. Well, across the great plains, keen and lovely and awful, you late the lost great American novels. An unlawful lot left to stutter and freeze blood lips.